Okay, we're up to we're in Ksuvis here. We're up to Dav Dalid. Actually, Gimel Beis in the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara. When we said in before Einus, what does Einus mean? So one shot of Monday. If it's an Einus, you can even bring it forward to Monday. We said the army is coming, and they might take or confiscate all the food of the wedding, and they can hang around, and they send a party on Tuesday. So therefore, you get married on Monday. That's one explanation of Einus. Eboys ema my machmas Einus. We're not talking about any threats or any armies approaching town. We're talking about a personal matter. Kedatanya, we learn how to say pita offer. Your bread was already baked. You already slaughtered all your animals. You already diluted your wine. The father died, or the kala's mother. Why does it say the chassan's father? Why not one of his parents or the kala's mother? So look at Rashi. Oviv shal chassan, imah shal kala, says Rashi, dafka nokat. Only we're talking about the father of the chassan, because that wasn't those days, or the mother of the kala. Why then? Shehu aviv shel chassan shehu hatereach b'tzorich esuda. Who makes the whole party? Not only the chassan tzad, but it's the father of the chassan. He does everything. And the imay shel kala, when it comes to the kala tzad, what do? They buy all the clothes. And who participates in that? He hamechina la tachshitin. It's only the mother. Lefichoch im yaver hamoed shem mashub emeichilem. And he tiru lem lahakas ameis techeder. And what happens is, if they're not around, there's nobody to prepare for them. So they were matted if one of these parents passed away. Before you bury them, put them aside, let them have the chasna. They already prepared the food. Because if you're not going to have the chasna, now wait 7 days, the food will go off. The clothes are not ready yet. Who's going to prepare for them?
The velus
was kickstart. We pass in according to the Yisrael that as soon as you cover the Matzeva, the velus ends. So back to the Gemara. So here we have father's side and the father.
So how do we get it nowadays that we messed it all up? Here it says the chassan side pays for the chassan and the mother provides the jewelry.
I looked at it, it says very little there. It actually says nothing there. It says nothing there. In your sheet it has.
No, it talks about.
Yeah, but it says nothing. I could have written 20 times more. The bottom line is the famous word that the Welt says is why today it changed is because it says whoever goes to a chassan is namas hameich v'chassan v'kal. It says kol mishanen v'sud is chassan. V'ein mahanu is oyv chamisha kolis. So it's a big ask. So this way we say to the chassan, maybe you shouldn't be making the chassan. If the kalush make the chassan, then nobody's oyv v'nei aveda. That's what the Welt says. But it's very difficult to say that because the poshut pshat, sudas chassan doesn't mean the chassan made it. It means the chassan. The chassan. And it's called the sudas chassan. Anyway.
What's the name?
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't mean about paying or anything else. Yeah. Back to Gemara, yeah. Because he's doing all the work. Says the Gemara, so back to here. So, Yepite offered his bread, was baked for Tifa, and everything was set, and Yayim Mazik, the wine was diluted, the parents died. What do? Machnisin es hameis lecheide. You take the dead body, you put him in a separate room. Vesachosin, vesakala lechupe, and you proceed with the chupe. Uboyil bilin mitzvah. Not only that, we tell them to have a relation of bilus mitzvah, and then paidish. And then you separate. And when we separate, since you're an oval now, you bury the person. Once you bury the person, you're an oval. Once you're an oval, you're not going to have any tashmish. So you have to separate from your wife. But what we do now, you already started your avelus. You started already your zayin yimei simcha. The noyik shivis yimei mishta, but achach noyik shivis yimei avelus. So first you have 7 days of shav brachas, and then you start the 7 day of avelus. And after the 7 day of avelus, you have the 30 days.
It happened a couple of years ago in a bus. So Rosenbaum passed away on the day of his daughter's chuppah. You have the 30 days of avelus.
The 30 day of avelus starts not from the burial, it starts from when after the 7 days of the thing.
Then the shloshim
are included from the 7 days of shiva. We don't count for 7 days. You don't do anything that's... It starts from the beginning of Shiva, not from the beginning of the day of the burial. Because you don't... Wait a second. By Yom Tov, we say the Shloshim covers the Yom Tov because you still do Dvar of Shabbat Tzina. Yeah. Except the first year, and also depends if it's 3 days apart. There's a big machlekes in the Shainim if the first day of Avelis is Ma'ateda or not. The Bahag hold the first day of Avelis is Ma'ateda or is Ma'ateda. So they all wonder from this Gemara here, why in the world would you push off the first day of Avelis for Shivas Yemei Mishter when this is the Rabbanon? And that's Mahateda. So they shlug him up from here. But the interesting, the Rosh and some of the Shani bring an opinion that holds that the first day of Shev Brach is Mahateda as well. The Yom Simchas Libay, the first day is a day of Simchas Libay, and it's Mahateda that they have to be Simcha. But interesting here is that Tayser makes a comment, and the others have a little problem with it, that Aninus, which is Mahateda, there's no Easter wearing shoes. There's no Isurim. You can do whatever, that kind of stuff. The Avelus part doesn't exist. Even though Mahateda, everyone agrees that Aninus is Mahateda. And we're letting him have Bila.
Isn't that Potter from various things?
But nothing to do with Avelus. And we're allowing him to have Bila. But during the Avelus, no, you can't have Bila, which is under the Rabban. That's a very interesting taste because you have it all the time and taste is over here. What's this idea of Bila's Mitzvah? Why do you call the first night Bila's Mitzvah? You would think because you're having a child. But we learned in Gemara Yevamos, you can never have a child in the first pregnancy. This is the only one that should not be called Bila's Mitzvah. Says Taisus, it's the rule.
I thought that was a Kenyan,
isn't it? No, you're a Kenyan Chuppah. Says Taisus, the rule. Bila's Mitzvah, just to remember, because in all Shas, you have Bila's Mitzvah, Taisus says what it means. Korelei Bila's Mitzvah, why is it called Bila's Mitzvah? Shem Dechsiv, it says, Ki Boyle Chosayich, your husband made you. What do you mean your husband made you? So Vambanin will learn Morrison Hedgen. Ain Isha Kairesas Bris. Who does she have? The very thing Morris says that Mizbech cries, sheds tears if there's a divorce or not. A woman does not have a covenant. Ella Lemisha Isa Isa Kli, who turns her into a woman. And who is that? The first husband, the one who had a first relationship with her. Vayidikach midabig bo. That's how they become attached. Uboyin lide pivotivi. There's no pivotivi now, but now it turns her into a woman that shaykh to Puravu. Well, the Hachi Kara Bila Shaina Bila Mitzvah. Forget that because this Bila make the child, this Bila makes her into a woman who will eventually have children. That's what's called Bila's Mitzvah.
It's a Hachona for Peter Vida, therefore it's a Mitzvah.
No, because you turned her into a woman.
So why use the term Mitzvah?
Because eventually you'll have children. But
it's
not. But that, yeah, but the point is that this Bila makes her into a woman. That's what this is all about. Okay, back to Gemara. The Arikach, and after the 7 days, you have 7 days of Avelis. Now, Choloitz and Ayamim, all of those days, because they're an Ovel and Allah to have, even during Yeshiv Me'am Mishta, at least Varim B'tzinni, not allowed to do, not allowed to have any Tashmi. So all those days, Hu Yoshin Bein Ho Anoshim, and the Yushin Bein Hanoshim, they don't live in the same room, because you don't trust them. And another rule we had in my cotton, vein moinin tachshitin minakala kol shloishim yom, that the girl, the woman, during the entire shloishim dresses herself up for her husband, especially when she's a kala, we want to look pretty for her husband. Says the Gemara, the davka aviv shel chosin, davka, the father of the chosin, if he dies, this is, we delay the avelis. Or ima shel kala, the mother of the kala. Leke inish tarichlu, who else is going to take care of the wedding? Aviv chalai, but if it's the mother of the chosin, or the father of the kala, We don't say this thing here about delaying the levaya. We don't delay shemay mishta. We delay it, and then the father's still around, so he'll make the chasen again.
If the Gemara itself brings it, what's Rashi bavoring by bringing the same thing?
Because you didn't see it yet. But Rashi explains what it means. Lekla tarcho. What does that mean? You still have a mother. So Rashi explains. Adds, he's the one who does it. Omar Afra Papa Navchizda makes a comment. Says Navchizda loishana. When do we say this din that once the chasen? This is all talking about the chasen is already prepared. If you didn't prepare for the chasen, then we wouldn't allow you to delay it. When do we say that the chasen is prepared, fafal, and you can't delay it because you'll ruin everything, dafke, like the wine is diluted? Because once wine is diluted, it doesn't have a long life, shelf life. Shenos and mayim al gabi bus, and not only you shechted it, but you actually put water on it, so now you have to cook it or grill it or something quickly. Avaloi nos and mayim al gabi bus, Ms. Davi, you can always sell it, turn around and sell all the food and delay it. Omar Rava says, Rava, this Chizah's comment cannot apply in a large city. But Krach, since there are so many people in a Krach, there's always a buyer for something. Afa pisha nosin mayim agavi bas, even though you put water so it's immediate, someone has to buy it. Ms. Davin, you look in the store, that chicken meat, it's about to expire, they always sell. People, there's somebody out there who'll take it. Omar Papa, neither is Chizah talking about a small town, or Bekfar in a village. Afa pisha loy nosin mayim agavi bas, even if they didn't put water on it, once the meat is ready, all prepared, you're not going to find any koinim, any buyers. We delay it. Makes a comment. Only when you put water on the meat and it's about to, it'll go off in a couple of days. Where's he talking about? Large cities, any kind of meat you can sell. Small cities, you can never sell. News. The city of Machsaya. The Mafke Mekrach and Mafke Mekvar. It's in between. As Tais explains, the majority of the cities are like that. Neither a krach nor a kvar. So over there, you have koinim for meat that it's salted, but not you didn't put water. But if you want to put water on it, fafam. Tanya Kavosha Chiz Vilna Chiz Abraisa, the same thing. Your bed would break. Your meat was already slaughtered. The wine, and you already put the water on the meat. Says Claude, you put the water. But the father, the chosin, the mother, the you take the mace, you put another room. As a chosin, the kala, the chuppah, they proceed to the chuppah. Uboil bilas mitzah, they have their bilas mitzah, and then upaydish, they have to separate. And the noyek shivis yimei mishta, they have 7 days of partying. And the achikach noyek shivis yimei avelis. And during those 7 days, we don't trust him to be. The chalois na yam hu yashin bein hanashim, the ishta yishena bein hanashim. But by over here, by avelis, we don't trust him. And we keep them separate. V'chein, likewise, mi she pirsa ishta nida. The same thing if his wife became the nida, hu yashin bein hanashim, v'yishena bein hanashim. It sounds like from here that if your wife is a nida, you have to sleep in separate rooms.
Like they have dormitories,
yeah.
Men's rooms and ladies' rooms.
Yeah. Ain't moinin tachshitim in a kala kolam. A kala, even though she's in a veil, is allowed to dress up for her husband to look pretty. Bein kacho, bein kach lo yivel. Regardless of a nida, an oval stam. When you get married, if for whatever reason, let's say she was with Pirsan Nida, so you couldn't have relations on Wednesday night or Thursday night. And on Friday she becomes tired. Lo yivel le be'edah Shabbos. We don't want the first relationship to be Friday night, because we'll see that you're making a malach of Shabbos, either chabura or Pesach Pesuach, or a Pesach. The leib mitzvah Shabbos, you shouldn't have relations mitzvah Shabbos. Now why not? You shouldn't have a wedding mitzvah Shabbos. That's what I'm saying. You should have a wedding mitzvah Shabbos. Why not? Yeah, I'm saying it's a malach. Mitzvah Shabbos. Why can't you get married and have relations? We'll soon see. Now the Gemara analyzes the entire brayser. So the Rashi from here. Amar Ma, we learned who Yoshin ben Ha'anoshim v'hi Yoshin ben Ha'anoshim. L'cheide misayeh Rabbi Yechon. Is that right? Rabbi Yechon, no Rabbi Yechon. Afa pisha amru, even though we say ein aveilu b'moyed, even though we say an yom tev in chalamoyed, there's no aveilu, that's b'fer hesya. Avol dvor, Rabbi Yechon paskins, dvorim shal tzinen noyeg. Rabbi Shmuel hold on Shabbos, for example, you don't have to keep any avelas whatsoever, even personal, intimate relations you're allowed to have. Rabbi Yechon argues, he says that on Yom Tov, Dvorim Shebetzinah, you still have to do things which are behind closed doors, you have to, as if you're a novel. It says clearly the Braise here. And then I'll have any more Tashmish during the rest of the rest of the Shizmei Mishta. And we're comparing Shizmei Mishta to Yom Tov. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon, and Tesis here brings down the rule. That even though we say whenever there's an argument in Avelis, we're always passing like Divrei HaMekel. So Tesis holds that's only by Tanoim, not by Amoraim. Other Rishonim hold it's only by Amoraim and not by the Goinim. Other holds only by the Goinim and not by the Rishonim. Other holds only by the Rishonim and not when it comes to Achronim. And others want to say that since this goof is a Machlekes in Avelis, and since Avelis is always passing Divrei HaMekel, we should pass on Divrei HaMekel. But nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch, sorry?
That's what you believe. 100%.
100%. We have to be machmir simcha. Dorish Rabbi Yisef Rei de Rove, Mashmei de Rove, says Rabbi Yisef, the son of Rove, in the name of Rove, lo yishanu el shulei bol. When by nida, when the Braise says by nida, that they're not allowed to sleep in the same room, is talking about if they never had relations yet. They just got married and no relations. So therefore, we don't trust them to be in the same room. If it's your regular wife and she's a nida, you don't have to separate rooms. Yishayin and Imoy, they can sleep together. Now, the question is going to be, how come by nida we say that once they had once Bila, they're allowed to sleep in the same room? And why did we say by Chosn Kalad, Boyel Bila's mitzvah, and yet a Paydash? They had one Bila's mitzvah, and yet they slept separate. It's a chilik, Avelis or nida. For the mother of a hoch over here, the Babal askinan, Uktoni, who Yoshin bein ha'an. Before we get to that, first of all, in the Braise itself, it says, Chem Pirsanida. It sounds like it's exactly the same thing as by a Velus. Who Yoshin bein ha'an Noshin, but he Yishin bein ha'an Noshin. So we answer, Kik Omra Pirsanida. Talking about the first time. Bring him out of a Chem Tony, he says, it's exactly the same. Hochikom. Likewise, me she pissed the ishta v'loy ball. Even though when it comes to a chasen kala, they already had a bilus mitzvah, and yet we say poydish. When it says v'chein me she pissed the ishta nida, v'chein doesn't mean in all respects. It means the same thing is if you got married to the woman, and no avelus, but this is the first time she became a nida v'loy ball, and you had no relations yet. Hu yashin ben ha'anashim, the ishta yishena ben ha'anashim. But the moment you have once a relationship, you can go together.
So we need to, young, 12-year-old or something.
Whatever, yeah. So we need to understand the svara. Why by nida we say once you had a be'ila, you're allowed to sleep together because you won't do an aveda. And why by aveilas, even though you had a be'ilas mitzvah already, we don't allow you to be together. We don't trust you. What's the chiluk? That's what the mother here wants to know. Rashi, top of the page, only regarding sometimes he sleeps separately, but there's a difference when, by Nida, Shaloi Ball, and by Avelis, even Ball. Freddy Gemara says, there's only one possible svar. Svar is that people treat Avelis very lightly. And therefore, because people will treat this Avelis very lightly, they're going to take liberties, that's it. Takes their liberties and have relations. But neither, everyone takes neither very seriously. So therefore, we're not worried that anything is going to happen. That's L'cheir the Svar. So we want to understand that that's correct. The Memra, L'cheir, it seems there's only one possible conclusion. Avelis, kila le menida. People treat Avelis lighter than they treat neither. Therefore, by Avelis, we don't trust them, and neither we do. Rashi, kila le lavar, ala menida, much more than neither Avelis, le mehemidle. By Avelis, we don't trust them to be in the same room. By neither, mehemidle, neither we do trust. Says the Gemara, let me show you a halacha where we see faket. Together. We can learn later in Perek Afa Pi all the responsibilities a husband has to a wife, and all the responsibilities that a wife has for a husband. And it says that all those responsibilities that a woman has for a husband, neither, even though she's in a state of neither, still oisel abayla. She can still do all those, take care of the house, all the chores. Chutz. There's a couple of chores that we don't want because they're sort of more than just a chore. They're more like an endearment. And we don't want that to happen during the state of neither. What are they? Mezigas hakais. Diluting the cup and preparing the wine right in front of him. That's a sort of sign of endearment. And hatsoa samita. Making the bed. Tesa already said making the bed does not mean covering the bed. It means changing the linen. So that's already much more personal. And harchotzas pon of yodav adaglov. And washing his hands and his face and his feet. If she gave him a bath, and that's too intimate, and you shouldn't do it. In those days, they didn't have showers, you know, like we have today. That's how people work. Someone has to stand there with a bucket and pour the water over you.
But you give yourself a bath.
You can't.
Very hard. Bring the water.
Yeah. How do you put the water on yourself? There's no showers.
In a society where you had slaves, and the slave wasn't around, but the wife had to do it. Yeah, bring the water, not give
you
a bath.
Well, the bath, the slave gave the master the bath.
To scratch his back into.
That's the Gemara your mom must be learning last time. But remember, that's the Gemara you missed. Punkt.
You can cough.
No, towards the end. Yeah, I told you not to learn it. Yeah. That's why you won't remember.
You're still catching it up. Get around to it one day.
Says the Gemara. Okay, so that's by neither. So she's by neither. We don't allow. No, we don't trust her. The ilu gabe aveilus tanya afa pisham. Even we say ein adam rashoi locher v'zishtoi. You cannot force your wife Leah's koicheles to paint her around her eyes with Leah's pekeses and to put blush on her face. However. The emes amru, but we do say by aveilus, myzeg is lakais. We trust her to do these acts of endearment. She can dilute the wine, umatzas la mita. She can change the linen, umachatzel upon her aglov. So what does it see from here? Where, who do we trust more? Where are we chayshed, less chayshed? Anything's going to happen by aveilus. In our Gemara, we say that aveilus can't sleep in the same room because we don't trust him. And here we say that no, neither we don't trust him to dilute the wine. But aveilus, we trust. What's going on here? Rashi. To give him wine. These are acts of endearment. And this leads one to another. When she's an oval. When she's available for one of her parents. But you're not allowed to force her to do chores for you. You're not allowed to force her to go ahead and make up and everything else. Paikesa, Rashi, paikesa means ma'avera sharakapana. She puts paint on her face. And what do you call it? Kechelos is painting the eyes, and paikesa is paint on the face. Taisa says that's not what it means, but he doesn't really know what it is. Interesting. Taisa says, I don't know what it is, but definitely not what Rashi says. Okay. Says he, what Taisa brings another Rashi where Rashi says it means braiding her hair. That's what paikesa means, braiding her hair. In addition to wearing a shaitel, it's to braid the hair. Rashi says in Chumash and Nasir that Poras Rosh, they used to unbraid her hair and uncover her hair. Uncover and unbraid. They used to do both. That's the Rai that didn't take haircuts with a shaitel when the married women didn't take haircuts. They kept the hair because they unbraid it. Yeah, and they did two things. They took off her cover, Paras Roisha, that's how you learn a shayla, and they unbraided it. Oh, but Rashi says they unbraided. Rashi and Chumash says they unbraided. Unbraided shayla. Oh. Rambam brings down halacha l'maisa, by the way. The Rambam says a woman's not a shaver here.
So they can braid it.
You need to live too for that.
The Rebbe was very strong against it because he says that the Chumash says that's what they did to Yefas Toyar, to make her look ugly. To make her look ugly on you, you should lose your interest in her, they say. So why would you do that to a Yiddish woman? Anyway, when I worried lehergul davar, when I worried that anything will happen, alma avelus chamidu, that means that while she's an avel, things will be stricter. So the Gemara's first answer is, there's two kinds of avelus, his avelus, her avelus. If her avelus, even though he'll try to get her to become more intimate, but she isn't, she's an avel, she's not going to be willing, so therefore nothing's going to happen. In our case, it's talking about his avelus, and his avelus, even though he's an avel, a man is a man, and therefore he's going to try, and she's not going to stop him because she's not a novel. So in our Gemara, we're worried that by Avelis will take it lightly, so we're going to keep them in separate rooms because he's the novel. And here it's talking about, as Lashazak said, she's the novel, nothing's going to happen because she is not interested. Says the Gemara. Like Kasha. Kan ba Avelis the day, kan ba Avelis the day. So Grashi, kan ba Avelis the day, la'ilam Avelis, kilaminida. Avelis, definitely people treat it lightly. But it depends. Bahani masnita hachim etatzen. Over here we can answer why Avelis, we don't care. We're not worried. So when we learned in the previous Gemara that they have to sleep separately, we don't trust him. Ba Avelis the day, he's the Avel. And therefore, she'll go along. Bahar diktoni maizegel, here it says that nothing's going to happen, is by Avelis the dokoi. Diktoni ain't other national law, he can't force his wife during her Avelis. Alma Avelis dokoi meaning. She ain't a right to lichalifa, she's not interested. So if she's not interested, nothing's going to happen. Behind the time of the maizegis, the im is gaba yitzer olav, even though he might have a yitzer hara, kivin the Avelis the dohu, she's the oval, ain't a shamasla. She won't listen to him, nothing's going to happen. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me the previous Brice is talking about his Avelis? It says clearly, Aviv shal chosen, or imo shal kala. The mother of the kala is her Avelis. And yet it says, hu yashim ben anoshim. That means even when she's an Ovo, we don't trust him. What are you telling me? Says the Gemara, v'ha'aviv shal chosen, or imo shal kala. And for the Gemara, when we introduce Ima Shal Kala, not on all the dinim there, is not referring to the din of who Yoshin Bein Anoshin. That's not we're referring to. Because there, if the woman is an oval, they can sleep in the same room because nothing's going to happen. So what do you mean with Ima Shal Kala? All the other dinim, that you delay the Levaya, you have first the wedding in 7 days, and then the Avela starts. That's V'chein. Kik Tani Ashar, all the other dinim. Says Rashi, Va'avishal Chosn Alma Ba'avelas, the Donami Achmetan, even for her Avelas. So we answer, Kik Tani, Ima Shal Kala, when we say the din regarding the mother of Kala, Ashar, and all the other ones, Amachnisim Hames the Chedi regarding the din that you delay the Labaya, Avalhu Yashin Ben Ho Anoshim, Avelas the Chosn Kari. That's only referring to if he's an Oval. Freddy Gemara, so you're coming up a whole new Chiddush, it depends who the Oval is. He's the Oval, we don't trust him at all. If she's the Oval, we trust. Freddy Gemara, Umishani, is there a difference between Avelis the day, La Avelis the dom? Is there a difference between his Avelis and her Avelis? V'hotanya, didn't we learn the Braise? Misha meis chama v'chama, we had some more cotton. Misha meis chama v'chama, so your wife's parents, that one of them passed away. Einu yachol lochif es ishta liyas kochel of liyas pekeses. So in other words, while she's an oval, you can't force her to paint herself up and to put on makeup and everything else. You can't force her to do that, put blush on her. Ella, what? And we learned a step further. The din is that you are supposed to actually participate. Today we don't really do that, but you're supposed to participate to show respect for her. You're supposed to behave like an oval also. The husband is supposed to behave like an oval as well. And koife mitasai, so the husband also turns his bed over. The noyeg imo avelis, and he has to conduct avel with her. He has to sit and shiver, everything else like her. The chain likewise, he, by her, in her case, shemeis chameh oichamoisa. His parents passed away. So too, she is not really allowed to paint herself. She has to behave like an oval. So here we see clearly from here, there's no difference between her Avelis and her Avelis. According to what you just said right now, there's a difference. If he's a novel, they're not allowed to sleep in the same room. But if she is a novel, then they are allowed to sleep in the same room. Why doesn't it say that here? It seems to me that it's exactly the same. We don't care who the novel is. Freddy Gemara. Empty Gemara. Tani. You're right. Add. Ba'avelis the day. Hu yoshin ben ha'anashim. The Ishta Yishem Anashim. You're right, it's missing. Add it in. That's pretty cop out. Rashi. When a hegizim avelis alma midlek tani bavel didai, who Yashim ben Hanashim say anywhere that he should sleep separately. Shmami, not chami leva loy shalom. We don't really care. So we answer. Hachisin tani bavelis didai, who Yashim. Add that in. There's a line missing in the Braisa. Freddy Gemara, how can you tell me that what? There's a difference in a man and a woman, that a man is an oval, the guy sleeps separate rooms. And if the woman's an oval, you can sleep in the same room. Ha v'chein k'toni, it says mefedish v'chein. Sounds like it's exactly the same. Says the Gemara, the word v'chein is limited to k'toni, on the din of kicha v'apichas, that she doesn't put on doesn't blushing avelis, whether it's her personal avelis, whether it's her in-laws avelis, her husband sitting in shiva, she has to behave like an oval, and she doesn't put on the makeup and the blush and all that. That's a v'chein. Freddy Gemara v'ha'imoik toni. It says that while they're together, my love imoik b'mita. It says mefedish here that they are together. It says in the Braisa here, v'noyek imo avelis. They to live together in avelis. Chayde imo means together, even in the same bed. But imoik toni, they're in the same bed. My love imoik b'mita. Hard to understand what it means imoik b'mita, because regardless of who the oval is, anita, yeah, you're not allowed to be in the same bed. No one's allowed to be in the same bed. Loi, imay bebayis. It means in the same house, but not in the same room. So bemitav here maybe is a euphemism for room. Not in the same room. Ukedamalei, what do you mean? Ukedamalei, what do you mean? What's a kvetch in the house? The kvetch is that when do you say that you have to follow the laws of avelis for your husband or for your wife only while you're in the same house? You go out to work, you don't have to conduct it like an oval, because it's not your avelis, it's their avelis. So you're not doing avelis for your father and mother, you're doing avelis for your respect of your husband or respect of your wife only while while you're in the same house. Rav said to Chi, his son, he said, "Ba'apa, when you're in front of your wife, nahoig avelosa, because his in-laws passed away, you should also prava. You should also conduct avelos. Oh, but the loy ba'apa, not in front of her, loy tinig avelosa. You don't have to prava avelos." Rashi, "Vayim b'tani my love, yimabita alma avelos. Did they not remember believe? Vayim b'bayis, but time alama should be hemin. Not got a question. Trusty nakula. He's only telling you when you have to follow avelos. Elolash mina the ain avelosa mutulala elavafano only in front of them. Shekvoy doy." When his father-in-law died, only in front of her. Says that's one answer. That's one answer. So the avelis sometimes is where we don't trust. For example, if it's his avelis, we don't trust him. But if it's her avelis, we're not worried. Rav Ashi says, you want to know Nida and avelis, why by Nida we let them sleep in the same house and avelis we don't after once? I'll tell you why. Mika medamit avelusa de hochel avelusa de alma. Generally speaking, avelis, people talk are strict, and we even said that avelis is stricter than Nida. Nida, we're not going to allow her to change the linen or to give the wine, all that. And avelis, we will, because people generally in the avelis are not in the mood, and people are very, very machma when it comes to avelis during Shiva. They're very machma, so we're not worried. So what's this whole gemara we're saying over here that after they have bilas mitzvah, you got to sleep in seven rooms and all that? So he says, you know why? Here is different. You cannot compare stam avelis to our avelis. Avelis, the Alma, generally Avelis Chavit. People are generally very strict when it comes to this Shiva period, and nothing's going to happen. They feel it's disrespectful to the parents, so they're not going to the other way, to the person who deceased, and therefore they're not going to do any wrong. But the Hoch over here, Kivon da Akila Beit Abonon, since over here by the Chasna Kala, we're Bechlal treating the whole Avelis leniently, we'll soon see how. Ossi Lizazulbe, he might take an extra step and say, well, the Avelis here is not normal Avelis, I'm allowed to have relations with my wife. My cooler, where do you see over here, where do you express this leniency here? Elema diktoni, could we say clearly, even though the parent died, but you'll build mitzvah, you're allowed to do a build mitzvah. You're not an oval yet. What we did was we delayed the burial. Kolzman, you didn't bury the body, you're not an oval. So we're not being lenient in Avelis, we're just delaying the Levaya. We're lenient during Aninus, but Aninus you're allowed to wear shoes during Aninus, it's not Avelis during Aninus. Avelis starts after the burial, Aninus is something else. Aninus is because we want you to focus on the burial of your parents, so don't do mitzvahs and don't do oisim mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs, so don't do it. Nothing to do with avelis. It's a separate thing altogether. So where do you see the leniency? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what leniency is. One second. What's the kula? L'chayit is not avelis, because we know when does avelis start? The machlekes. Either rabbi lezer atchi yetsa bez beis, only when you leave the house, and he never left the house, or the body leaves the house. Or ilah bishu atchi tzmo gela, when you cover, you put a matzevo, you put a machlekes atchi tzmo gela, you put a matzevo, you put a cover on the oran. That's it. So where do you see the leniency here that you think that in our case, punkt is an exception, that the person is going to be taken lightly? The ktoni, because, okay, you bury the person, okay, you had the chasna, you bury the person, the avela should start. We're delaying the whole avela by 7 days. What does that tell the person? That now it's different. I'm a chasna, everything changes. El diktoni, noyeg shivas mea mishta, va'agar noyeg shivas mea avelas. And that tells him it's so lenient, therefore he thinks I can do other things as well and have tashmish during my shivas mea mishta, because the avela doesn't start yet. The avela doesn't start until 7 days later. He thinks he can do whatever he wants. That's why we keep him in separate rooms. But otherwise, avelas people take a lot more serious than anything you do. Rashi, plukti Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, my cotton goyel, zeo kisa shel oran, as Rashi, shita, all the shasas goyel is the cover of the oran, and Tesis holds it to matzeva. One more line, Amma, you just said, ben kach, lo yivel, you shouldn't have your first relation with a young girl, under 12, loy be'erev Shabbos, and we'll see later why, but loy be'moitzoy Shabbos, bish loy be'erev Shabbos, I understand, chabura. Because you're making a wound, because when you destroy the hymen and the blood comes out, you're making her a wound. And we'll see later in the matter whether the problem is a wound or the problem is a Pesach. Because you made a door for the blood to come out. So you Motzei Shabbos, what's wrong with getting married and having relations with Motzei Shabbos? What's the Aveda? What's the Abla? If you're going to have the wedding Motzei Shabbos, so we're not worried here about the relationship, we're worried about the wedding, you're going to think about it on Shabbos, and you're going to think the whole day, how much is this wedding going to cost me? Rashi. Meshum cheshbeinus, shim yichnis, le Motzei Shabbos, yasa suda belaila, they make the meal at night, the yachshav bishabbos, mahu tzorek lohoitzi, v'ksiv dabe dabe, don't think about these things. Two more lines. Om lebaye v'cheshbeinus, shon mitzvah miyasi, what's wrong with making cheshbeinus? It's cham mitzvah. But Rav Chizda and Rav Amnum Tavai, they both say, Cheshbeinu shel mitzah mutter lechazim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to think about in Yonim of mitzah, how much it costs and all that. Furthermore, Vamar Rabbi Loza, Poiskin Tzokalim b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go and raise money for tzedakah. I need this much, and you're allowed to calculate how much tzedakah you need for here and that, because it's a mitzah. And Vamar Rabbi Yaakov, because it's not dabba dabas, lo yei diburcha shel choyl. Your words, it's not your words. This was with Eibishter. Shechef Shemaim. Amar Beichin Holchin Lebati Kenasiz Lebati Medrashis. Let it go to Shul. Lefakeach Al Iskei Ram B'Shabbos. What the community needs and how much money we need and make a fundraising on Shabbos. These are oaks in the mitzvah. Amar Yaakov Yidom Amar Beichin Mefaki Pekuch Nefesh B'Shabbos. I'm not sure what the chiddush that is, but you're allowed to deal with how much all the necessities for Pekuch Nefesh. Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Yachmeni Amar Beinazin Holchin LeTartiyoyis LeKarkiyoyis. Other places say feeders and circuses, but here we say Tadigar means king's palace. You're allowed to go to the governor's house on Shabbos to discuss matters which pertain to the Jewish community. L'fakech, alis keram b'Shabbos. You're allowed to talk about these things. I mean, you're not doing a malacha, you're just talking. But these are allowed to. B'ton v'menashe, mishatchin al tanoikin l'ar b'Shabbos. Let me make a shidduch on Shabbos to get engaged, because it's a mitzvah. V'al atinuk, and this is an interesting chiddush, l'lam doi sefer v'lam doi umnes. You're allowed to, for a kid to teach him to talk about learning and teaching a job, a trade, on Shabbos. We're scared that you might shecht the prepare for the meal on Shabbos. We'll go over this
that
on Shabbos.
A long one line.
No, but this Rashi is a fantastic Rashi. I learned Rashi about it, by the trade. Yeah. Sorry.